Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He spent his morning working with you. Well, I guess early afternoon.
Yes,
working
early
with
afternoon
you yesterday on the
yes.
Browns Radio Network pregame show.
Breaking down high school tape.
And with me into the wee hours of the early evening doing the postgame show. He's former Bedford Bearcat, former Ohio State Buckeye, former NFL defensive back, Mr. Tyvus Powell.
Hello, sir. Hello, Tyvus.
Hello, gentlemen. The sun came up today, didn't it?
I'm not sure. Did it?
Yes, it did. It's actually a really nice day outside, by the way. You know, if you still gloomy, step outside, get you some of that sun, because, you know, it might go away for a while.
Oh, are you not?
That part.
You're not in Cleveland. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's correct. It's beautiful down here.
I see sunshine outside here. It's nice here as well. The most optimistic man in the world might be Tyvus Powell. Even after yesterday, what sticks out to you the most? Was it the ineffectiveness of the offense? Was it the defense giving up a couple of big drives? What was it?
To me, it was the defense, because I knew, I mean, you were fooling yourself if you didn't think that the offense was going to start off slow. Like, come on, it's the NFL. Every year we talk about how offenses take a couple of weeks to get going, but I thought that defense would be the one to be the backbone. You know, that was the one that gave everybody the confidence that the Browns would win this game, because at the end of the day, you thought, all right, their best player is CeeDee Lamb, but we got three great cover guys. Yes, CeeDee Lamb is one of the top, and yes, he might require a little extra attention, but you felt that those guys would be able to handle their own, and you thought that pass rush, especially with some of the moves that they made in the offseason, you thought that pass rush would get in Dak Prescott's face, make him throw some bad throws, and this defense will come up with some takeaways. And, you know, when you see, you know, Dak handle it the way that he did, you know, it's not like he threw for unbelievable numbers. It was just the way he commanded that offense, the way he started that game off, the poise that he had in that pocket, you know, it was overwhelming at times. Obviously, the second half, they made some adjustments, and they shut it down, but it was just a little bit too late. You know, you want those guys to have fast starts and do everything they can to keep that offense in the game keep that team in the game while that offense figure things out.
All right, let me ask you this. All right, are we concerned about Deshaun? Are we concerned?
Yeah, I mean, you have to be concerned about it, because, you know, watching that whole performance yesterday, you know, it was a lot of bad on tape. You know, it was a guy that, you know, looked like he didn't play in a while, looked like a guy that was scrambling around improvising, looked like a guy that had happy feet, a guy that missed some wide open throws, the guys who missed open people, who missed his read. So, yeah, with all of those things, yes, there's reason to have some concern. I think that if you want to stay optimistic, like I said, it's week one, you know, and it's a lot of quarterbacks, you know, that came off an injury that also didn't perform well. You know, it wasn't like what's my boy down in the Falcons? It's Kirk Cousins. It's not like Kirk Cousins lit it up and had an unbelievable game. Mm-hmm. You know, you're 0-1 in this division, but there's two other teams that's also 0-1 in this division. So it was, if you're going to lose, it was nice to lose early and try to figure things out. Listen, the season is long, 16 games. You got to get in there. You got to correct it. And the thing about this Browns team to me is this was the one offseason in a long time that it was different than the regular offseason for the Cleveland Browns. This offseason, everybody was kind of, you know, patting you on the back. Oh, you guys will be fine. You guys will be getting your quarterback back. You guys were great for the most part of the season. You did so many amazing things with injuries on your team, you know, all of this and all of that. And they got hit in the mouth. That's what it was. It was like you start believing your press clippings a little bit. You start thinking you're great, and maybe you didn't work as hard. Maybe you know, we listened to Myles Garrett talking this post game yesterday, and he talked about how, you know, they weren't paying attention to detail as much, or it was miscommunication. Well, you didn't have that. You didn't have those problems last year because you was hungry. You was a team that was trying to prove to the world that you belonged on the big stage and things like that. You play with a chip on your shoulder. I didn't see that same aggressiveness this yesterday in that game. You know, it felt like to me it was a team that got satisfied, that got content. And it was nice for them to get hit in the mouth, especially early in the season, to get hit right in the mouth to make you refocus, relock in, and realize, okay, we still got things to do. And it was a national televised TV. You got embarrassed nationally televised. So now the narrative is that you guys aren't good and you guys were just a one-year fluke team. And now it's up to those guys to get back in that locker room, anchor down, and change that narrative. They got 16 games to try to persuade people that what they seen in week one was a fluke.
I know that the game situation kind of got away from them, and you had to try and pass to catch back up in this football game. Even so, I'm still surprised that there were only 14 carries by running backs in the game. Do you think that's a philosophical shift, Tyvus, or was it strictly what was going on in the game? Or was it not having, you know, Jack Conklin, Jed Wills out there?
I think that what you – all right, we know Kevin Stefanski prides himself in trying to run a balanced offense. I mean, every offensive coordinator wants to be balanced because that's truly when you can have a successful offense. When you can beat a team and have them worry about both the run and the pass, that's when you can really open your playbook and really do some incredible things. So I feel like early on, I think Dallas just did a good job of shutting the run down. And you got down so fast that, yeah, you had no choice but to try to pass to get the ball down the field to try to score quickly. Plus, you knew going into this offseason it was a heavy emphasis on the passing attack. You wanted to get that passing attack more explosive. You installed RPOs and all of these things. You went and acquired Jerry Jeudy, so you want to show him off. You know, that's why you did these things. So this team wants to be more pass happy, but I think truly for Kevin Stefanski to thrive in a play call and role, he has to be balanced. And right now they have to figure some things out on that offensive line with creating lanes for these running backs. And it's not just on the offensive line. Listen, yesterday, you know, listening to the post game, listening to all the feedback, the offensive line does take a ton of criticism, you know, for the performance. But it's not just all on them. You know, quarterbacks hold the ball a little bit too long. Running backs maybe get happy feet and dance around a little bit. Those things cause negative plays as well. So everybody got to get on the same page. That's at the end of the day, it just seems like everybody needs to figure out what they're good at and stop thinking and go.
Would you have played Deshaun at the end of the game when they were trailing by more than two touchdowns?
Andy's pumped about this one.
Well,
Tyvus.
It bothers me because you've got an injured quarterback, right? He was injured before. He's had to have surgery. And he got sacked six times. It made no sense for him to be on the field at the end of the game. None.
I would play Deshaun every offensive snap this season as possible because this is a guy who hasn't played a lot in the past 3 years, and we trying to get him up to speed as much as possible, and we're trying to get him confident and make him see some success on the offensive side of the ball. So Deshaun, to me, I would play him a lot because there's a lot. Obviously, they're paying him a lot, and he's going to be pretty much the reason you win the season, win or die. So
that's
you
it. I disagree with you. You're going back on to Tyvis Island. Goodbye. Put you in the boat. Send you back out to Tyvis. I just look. If you weren't going to play him in the preseason because you were worried about him getting hurt when guys weren't playing. I mean, you're playing against third teamers at that point, second teamers. I mean, now you're going against first teamers. I just think the odds of injury were better yesterday than they would have been in any other preseason.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Game.
I don't disagree with that fact at all.
Okay, welcome back. You don't have to go to the island anymore.
I don't disagree with that, but I think where they were looking at it is that let's at least get him to the season. You know, if he does get hurt in the preseason, everybody's like, oh, that was dumb. You shouldn't have. You knew your offensive line wasn't going to be good enough to protect him. Why would you play him in a meaningless preseason game? So I think with this one, at least you can say we're into the season. You know, he has to figure things out. He has to. We have to expedite his course and make sure that he's ready to go for next weekend. The good news is they're playing a Jacksonville team who also lost, so it should be a really good game.
Tyvis Powell joining us, former cornerback, former safety in the NFL, now part of the Browns Radio Network. I gave you a resume for this reason. If you're a corner, you're a safety, you think of the Browns wide receiving group, and you think what going into a game?
Well, you think that they got a guy in the name of Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper is a guy that we got to figure out a plan. You know, that guy is special. If you leave him on a one-on-one thing for an entire game, he will figure something out and he will win a lot of times. The rest of the group with Jerry Jeudy and Elijah Moore, you got to prove it to me first. You know, that's the thing. We're going to play them man-to-man straight up. We'll have a plan for Amari Cooper, but the rest of them, you got to show me something before I really fear what you got going on, because I feel like both of those guys haven't lived up to the hype, not just with the Cleveland Browns, but in the NFL period. You know, these are two guys who a lot of people thought highly of coming out of college, and they just haven't lived up to that. So I'm willing to, you know, go with the one-on-one matchup because I believe that we can cover those guys single-handedly. And until they prove us wrong, then I'm not coming up with a game plan. But Amari Cooper, for sure. He's getting double teamed and he's getting four eyes.
All right, Tyvis. I say goodbye by letting you know that Marshall and Ohio State, noon kickoff. They just announced that.
There you go.
You know, that was that's great. You know,
that was up in the air, man. We didn't even know. I was like, what time's that game going to kick off? Marshall, Ohio State, noon. Not this Saturday, the next Saturday. So they get the week off this week.
I've not been a fan of the night games against the lower opponents. And I understand why Gene Smith, before he left, decided to make that rule, because you know, he wants to cater to the older fans, and he doesn't want it to be cold and want them to come to the game cold in November in the night game capacity. Mm-hmm. And I get that, but obviously in November is when you really play some of the best teams, and you know, you want that atmosphere. You want guys to come into the Shoe in fear, because it's nothing like, uh-huh, you think the Shoe is good, but at nighttime they say the freaks come out at night to watch. So and down in Columbus, it gets really rowdy down here in the night game at the Shoe, and Western Michigan found that out.
Yes, they did.
Can't wait till next Sunday. Tyvus, thanks, buddy.
See y'all next Sunday. Go Bucks, go Browns.
Tyvus Powell joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.